B'tachon for Life, Shin number 240, Erev Shabbos, Kiddush, Parshas Vayishlach. We are discussing that a tzaddik is defined by his level of B'tachon, by his effort that he puts into B'tachon. The same Perek of Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, a little bit further in the Perek, Pasuk Chaf, says another amazing thing, which brings out our point. The Pasuk says, Morav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta Lirayecha. How great is the tuv, how great is the goodness that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam hid for his Yireim, for the people that fear him. And Chazal explained that this Pasuk is referring to the Schar of Olam Haba. How great is the Schar that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saves for a person that has Yireh Shemayim. And then the Pasuk continues, Pa'alta l'chaysim bach. You did it for the people that are chaysim bach, the people that shelter under you. Neged b'nei Adam, opposite the rest of mankind. And the Pasuk is teaching us another amazing concept which explains why a person that has bitachin is a tzaddik and deserves Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Olam Haba to Yireim. And the Pasuk explains, Pa'alta l'chaysim bach. You give it to the people that are chaysa in you, that feel protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the people that are going to be zeiche in Olam Haba. And the reason, the Pasuk ends off, is neged b'nei Adam, because they stand opposite the rest of mankind. The entire world does not necessarily live with emunah and bitachin. A person that walks around and feels like he's under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter, people look down on him. He's not in the real world. He doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't get it. He's missing the boat on life. That's L'chaysim bach neged b'nei Adam. If a person is able to have the confidence and be chaysa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rely on Hashem and feel like he's living under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, neged b'nei Adam, even though these other people standing in front of him and most of the world thinks that he doesn't understand the real world and he's out of the box, so to speak, such a person is zeichet Olam Haba. Not just because he maintains a true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's much more than that. If a person is able to maintain a relationship with Hashem, even though everybody else thinks that he's crazy, such a person is zeiche to Olam Haba, because he is an ambassador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. These are the people that realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is engaged in this world, and he is involved, even though we don't see him. Such a person that's chaysim bach, neged b'nei Adam, that relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even not like the rest of the world, neged b'nei Adam, such a person is zeiche to Olam Haba. If you're willing to stick it through, even when it's difficult, even when society is not like that, then you deserve Rav Tuvcha. You deserve to get Olam Haba. You're considered a tzaddik. You deserve Yeshuas. And that's what Olam Haba and Yeshuas is about. If we are willing to stick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Emunah and Betachin, even though the rest of the world thinks not like that, then we deserve to be considered a tzaddik, and we deserve to earn Yeshuas.